WSFV-335 mobile to home.
WRVV-690 mobile. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WSEX 400, how you doing there, sir? Summertime fishing, picked up a new trolling motor.
Nice, nice. You might want to be polishing your skis right about now, though.
Yeah, no doubt. What are they calling, 2-4 today? My dad's down there in Ohio-Kentucky border, and he's got like 8 inches, and they're supposed to get 2 more today. I just keep laughing at him. Well, you have a good one. WSDX 400, clear on your final.
You have a great day. Enjoy your new motor there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 monitoring.
WSTI 392 mobile. WSGH 922 monitoring. WSGI 392 mobile.
Good morning. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Yeah, good morning. I didn't catch your call sign.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810.
Yeah, good morning, 810. Where are you located?
I am currently somewhere on the southern fringes of Bay City, talking on this Saginaw repeater.
Yeah, roger that. You sound pretty good. I'm over here in Grand Blanc working off the Flint repeater. Over.
Yeah, roger that. You got good signal, full quieting into the machine there. Got good, crisp, clear audio.
Yeah, roger that. I'm just working off a DB20G radiology. It's a little base station here with a mag mount antenna. Over.
Definitely doing the job. I'm running a Motorola CDM 1550 in the mobile here. For a portable, I use the UV5R. I don't like to use it in the car, though, because it picks up every little bit of electronic noise.
Yeah, roger. I got a Kid Radio H3 I sometimes take out, and I get the same issue. But the TID radio gets a little bit more channels over.
Yeah, roger that. I also have a Motorola portable that I use when I got to use a mobile. I kind of use that one. and that doesn't really pick up a whole lot of the noise that the Wufangs do.
Roger that. Well, I appreciate you coming back. WSGH922, I'll be on the side.
Roger that, 922. You have yourself a great day. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, will be monitoring.
WSGI392, Mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Good morning, 810.
How goes it on this fine, cold, cloudy morning?
Yeah, that's about the extent of it. Fine and cold.
I'm just running around trying to get all my errands and stuff done before the snow starts.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Looks like it's supposed to be this afternoon, so get everything done this morning.
I work for nights, so I just got off of work and I'm like, well, I guess I'll hurry up and get all this stuff done, and then when it starts, I'll be tucked away in bed nice and sleepy.
There you go. You'll wake up with some nice, fresh snow.
Yeah, fortunately, it's only a 10-minute drive back to work tonight, so it's not too bad.
That's good. We'll be safe. WSGI 392, mobile and monitoring.
Roger that, 392. Be safe as well. Have yourself a wonderful day, and enjoy your weekend there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile.
WRPV 448, monitoring.
Morning, Kirk. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Good morning, 810. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a few. Over.
I'm doing all right. My schedule has been kind of crazy the last few days. I was out of town the middle of last week with some friends celebrating their anniversary, and then I left from there, went straight back to work, went home yesterday and just passed out. Other than that, things are going well. How are you?
Things are well here. Just sitting down, waiting for breakfast to get done, and going to sit here and watch the snow fly today, I guess. Over.
I wasn't supposed to start till sometime this afternoon. I just came out of the store up here, and it's already starting to flurry.
Yeah, I just turned on my radar on my computer, and the storm is just on the other side of Fenton from my location, so it's still west of me about 30, 40 minutes, I'm thinking.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to try to hurry up here. I got a bit of running around to do today. Try to hurry up, get that done, tuck myself into bed for a while and go to sleep and wake up and go right back to work again. Fortunately, I don't live too far from where I work, so when I go to work tonight, it won't be too terribly bad.
Well, that's always a good thing. Is there any day of the week that you have off, like, to yourself, so you can do your things? I was curious.
Usually I work second shift on Sundays, and then I don't have to be back until till midnight on Wednesday. But running around trying to do this Ubering and everything else, yeah, I don't get a tremendous amount of me time, but that's all right.
Well, the reason I was asking is I didn't know if there was a better time to try to reach you on a more consistent basis, other than I thought I'd hear from you this morning, calling as early as I am. Over.
Yeah, well, there's no consistent time. You know, I'm usually working, and I usually go to work about 11:30 at night, get out about 8 in the morning, but it's such a... It's such a short drive home, I don't really much get on the radio. It's on, I'm listening to it, but I don't bother to get on it much. And then as far as my days, it just all depends on what my Ubering schedule is or what are the kinds of errands and stuff I got to run. So, yeah, there's really no consistency.
Yeah, I hear that. I didn't know. Seems like any job I work at, I always try to pick one day during the week or something that I have off every week so I can run errands, take care of things, schedule doctor appointments, so on and so forth. But, you know, I get it. Some jobs don't want to commit to one day a week and they just, you know, floating schedule. Over.
Well, on my rail job, like I said, I'm off Mondays, Tuesdays, and go back midnight Wednesday night. So I essentially have almost 3 days off. And then as far as like my errands and stuff, I usually do them as soon as I get out of work in the morning. And then if I don't have any Ubering or anything, then I go to bed. Otherwise, I do my Ubering and stuff in the morning and then go to sleep in the evening. Just kind of depends.
Get that rest while you can. WRPB 448 for identification purposes.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I agree. That's kind of how my schedule goes, is I catch it when I can catch it.
Copy that. Anyway, it's always good to speak with you. Like you had said in a previous conversation, it's always good to hear a familiar voice. My breakfast is about getting ready, so I'm going to let you go. I'll be monitoring on and off. This is WRPB 448, and I am clear on your final, and it's always good to talk with you.
Roger that. Same to you, Kurt. Always a pleasure. We will definitely do it again. Enjoy your breakfast. And that's perfect timing because I'm about to get to my next errand destination. See you. Have a good one. Be safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
WSCI 783, mobile and monitoring.
Station 783, this is WRPB 448. Would that be you by chance, Travis?
Nope, this is not Travis.
I am so sorry. I have heard your call sign out there before. I'll just introduce myself real quick. My name's Kurt. I'm coming through on the Flint repeater out of Groveland Township, Michigan. This is WRPB 448, and I'm clear on your final.
Yeah, it's nice to officially meet you. I've heard you on the radio plenty of times. This is JJ. I live in Fenton, also working off the Flint repeater. Sure, we'll probably talk again. WSCI 783, I'm clear.
Copy that. Fenton, got you now. 448, clear. Have a good day.
WSCI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy. WSCI 783, clear. Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 28, copy. Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 28, copy. WIUG 28, clear. Copy. 218. We got a little bit of crackling, but I know you're driving, and so I'm driving too. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, we're there now on US 23 coming back. Over.
Roger. I'm over here at 16 in Tequinder. Heading south. Roger.
You copy that. Yeah, we're here. I'm right on top of the bridge now. You should have a real good signal on me. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're clear and clear. I don't know. I tried to get a hold of Bob. Bob's repeater is not working. And I told him, you know. So I don't know if I shouted for him twice. He didn't answer back. Do you hear anything from Bob?
Yeah, he's coming a little bit more crackling right now, anyhow. All right, no problem. I get a hold of him. I fix him, see what happened out there. Roger.
Roger. Yeah, I think 65 was down a little bit there this morning earlier. It's good now, though. Contact for some days later when I get back home. Yeah, see that. 218. We're in the mobile rolling.
Roger that, Randall. You take care and have a good day. It'd be snowing tonight, so watch out for that. WIUG, 0.8.
Roger that. Don't remind me. Over. And out.
Yeah, you know what? I have my snowblower ready anyhow by that time.
All right, I'll
catch you later. WIUG, 218. All right, catch you later. WIUG, 0.8. Station 544. Station 544, WIUG, 0.8, copy. WIUG, 0.8, clear. Station 294. Station 294. WIUG, 0.8, copy. WIUG, 0.8, clear.
WRYV
421. Station 421. WIUG 0.8. How you doing?
Hey Jack, how are you? I'm just sitting here working. Just a couple more hours and I'm off. Are you ready for the snowstorm? Probably not going to make it tomorrow morning.
I think I'll make it tomorrow morning, that's for sure. I haven't got the snowblower out yet. I don't know if it's working or not. You got to go home and check the work on it, probably. Roger.
Yeah, you know, they say that we're going to get so much, and sometimes it doesn't work out that way, and we get a lot less. Let's hope it's like that this time, too. I gotta check on my snowblower too. I probably should have put some stabilizer in it, but we'll see if it starts. Hopefully it will. If we get a lot, I'm gonna need to use it.
This morning I woke up at 5:30, and the weatherman said that Channel 7 says north of Detroit there'll be more than 3 inches. I don't know how much. He didn't say how much either. I don't know if he should know how much coming down north of, you know, because he's in Southfield, and we're in the way, and, you know, north of him. He should know that, but they don't know. Roger?
Yeah, they're supposed to be the experts, and they're wrong. Maybe we could keep it up.
I see what you're saying. Hey, by the way, I took a test yesterday, and I didn't pass. I was off by 5.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Jack, but maybe next time. Sooner or later, you'll make it.
My next one is maybe in not Sunday, maybe Monday. I'll take another test because I'm studying today and tomorrow. In case I saw it, I ain't going nowhere. Just sit home and studying. That's what I'm gonna do. I know I'm gonna get it. You know, it's just a matter of it's not the right time probably or something.
Yeah, that would be a good time to spend snow days. Definitely do your studying. Sooner or later, it will happen. I trust it will happen. So keep studying and you'll make it.
I will do that. Hey, by the way, I'm pumping gas, so I got to get out to pump that gas. So I'll talk to you a little bit when I get home or something like that. Catch you later. Good to hear you and good talking to you. WIUG, Brady.
Sounds good, Jack. Take it easy out there. Be safe on the road. We'll talk later. WRUG, Brady. WRYB 421, clear.
USBM 993 monitoring.
Station 993, you sounding good? WIUG 488.
WIUG 488, 993, copy. Appreciate that. How's it going, Jack?
Very good. Driving. I don't know how my sounding out your way. But I'm driving and I know the radio's getting out. It's just cold outside. It's about 22 degrees right now.
Measure that. Yep, sounding real good on my end, coming in real good. Making it in real clear. Yep, snowing here as well in Saginaw. Very cold also.
Hey buddy, you take care and have a good day. We'll talk again. WIUG
48. All right, Jack, sounds good. Same to you. Take it easy, my friend. WSBM 993 monitoring.
Station 993. WIUG 48.
WIUG 488, WIUG 488, WSBM 993, go ahead.
And by the way, is it snowing by you out that way?
Yes, it is. It's snowing lately. It's coming down real light here in Saginaw. Yes, it is.
That's what they said. It'll snow about 1 o'clock, and it's 1 o'clock right now. But it's not snowing here yet. But it will be in a few minutes, probably. Anyhow, good talking to you again. You take care. WIUG 48.
Roger that. Anytime, Jack. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
station 544. WIUG, PD, copy. WIUG, PD, clear.
WRFK 359. Jack, you out there?
Yeah, Bob. Hey, Robert.
You got a blizzard out there and where you're at? You got one down here in Wyandotte.
No, it just touched. Just now. It's coming in, not that heavy, but it's coming in good.
Yeah, I'm in the living room looking out the back, digital window. And I can barely see the street, the school, and the school building across the street. It's coming out pretty good. And my side seat already covered.
Well, bye. And, you know, a big...
I'm not making it through either. It's your own channel. No, Jack, would you key up? All right, here it is. Beep. That's all I hear. I don't hear a full transmission at once.
Robert, how about that? It's showing here, but it's, you know, it's listed in the back. Robert, you're supposed to be
center.
Station 359, WIUG-488, copy.
WIUG, yeah, I got a copy. This is WRFK. 359, you sound really good now.
Yeah, Roger, because I'm on that D20G. I was on that 50-watt radio, but actually, I don't know what happened. And that wind is blowing a little bit, not much really, but it's blowing. And there's snow coming down here too, Roger.
Yeah. It's starting to get light now. I mean, 2 miles straight. So, yeah. If you look at my photograph on the online, I got a south side of the street.
Robert, I don't know, but you're on a handheld, you know. You paid it out, you're coming back, but I understand everything you said. Anyhow, we'll see another half hour how much of that stuff coming down. But when I woke up this morning, the channel 7 says 2 to 3 inches, but north of Detroit, they didn't say how long. It's going to get more, but they didn't say how much more. And that's where I am, north of Detroit, not in Detroit. Roger.
Yeah, 10-4, I switched to my base. I mean, that wall was mobile, with a mobile antenna by the kitchen window. But yeah, I'm on that. Do I sound better?
Sound 100% better, clear. Clear audio and clear signal. 5x9, the signal.
That's what I like about this radio service and the frequency is you don't hear about the crazy people saying, 10-4 to buddy, I got my boots on, 10-4. Or you don't need it, and I have a 100-watt transmitter. We get across the street again, Mark.
It's just like the other guy. Oh, I don't see your call sign. Well, I can't help you. You don't have no glasses or you don't have no website. Right, Robert?
I was gonna break in when you was talking about that. I was gonna say, do you work for the federal government? Because it's really, it's not his business if the FCC wants to investigate
Jack, they can do the heartbeat. But they know it's because he's got a original call sign. But why bother? So why do you have somebody else out there bother? If they're not the one who's going to get in trouble, before.
But I think you have a pint. Have a pint at that moonshine, Roger.
Ten four.
Yeah, buddy.
It's great to be retired. Because right now I'm watching YouTube and I'm watching somebody with a lawn tractor. With the snow blower on the back of his tractor, blowing snow, and I'm sitting here nice and warm and cozy support.
Hey, you're right, it's great to be a retired, really it is, you know? Especially in the winter time. In the summer, no, you don't need it. You gotta, you know, you gotta work and do all that work. Winter time, not much really except shoveling the snow, that's all. All right, Robert, I talk to you a little bit later. I gotta make a couple of phone calls before I gotta go eat. Talk to you later, Robert. Good to hear from you, and keep that radio on. WIUG, for you, Dave.
WIUG. 488. This is WRFK 359. We're clear downriver. Stand by.
Calling WRVS 713 Dave. This is WSGG. WSG772 calling WRVS 713. WRVS 713 Dave, this is WSGG 772 Paul calling, over.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
WSAA-299. Just want to see how I sound on this new mobile setup.
I hear you there, station, SAH, or I didn't quite catch it. Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention. I was away for a little bit, but if you broadcast again, I'll give you a better report. This is WRTX 930.
Zero. I appreciate you mobile set up at the house, so I wanted to see how I was making it. Things out, so.
Well, you're coming in, but it seems to actually be dropping out, actually. It's a little bit of scratchiness, but that's fine, but the dropping out part is kind of a problem because I can only hear every, you know, you hear 2-3 words and then you drop out and then you hear 4 words and so I get what you're saying, but I don't know if something else is going on. Which repeater are you on?
Just maybe too far away.
Yeah, I only caught every half a word on that one. If you're on the Macomb repeater, I think there's some kind of problem with that one, if I recall correctly. Until the weather breaks, there's something that needs fixed on that one, I think. So I'm not sure about that, but you're coming in clear when you're coming in, but it's dropping out, like just getting like cut off.
That is the repeater that I'm on. That could be part of the problem. All right, well, I appreciate it. WSAA-299. I'll be clear.
Came in perfectly clear, which is kind of what's been going on with that Macomb repeater, but I'm not sure where you're at, but you try the Detroit 600, or the Detroit repeater. It sounds a little bit more tinny to us, but it might operate a little bit better at the moment.
Whiskey Romeo Mike, Quebec 805 HT, on the Macomb repeater. I am sitting in my living room about 3 miles from it. Can anyone hear me and how do I sound?
I hear you there, station. You're coming in. You're a little bit scratchy and your audio is really low, but I hear you.
All right, copy that. I'm going to do something at this end.
Yeah, that last translation just kind of dropped out, and I couldn't make out what you were saying. If you're 3 miles from it, you should be, I would think a handheld will be perfectly fine, but I don't know the terrain down there, but... You're coming in, but yeah, it's kind of a little bit broken up.
copy that. I just made the change. I basically put a longer antenna on. How's it doing now?
Oh, that's better. I heard every word you said. You said I just put a longer antenna on. I heard all of that.
All right, copy that. Thank you very much. Good to know that this particular setup works when I'm sitting in the house. Thank you again. Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec, 805, standing by.
All right, well, enjoy your event, WRTX 930. Well, whatever station that was just pure static. Yeah, I could hear kind of a voice in the background, but it's all static.
Station 930. Station 930. WIUG 488.
Well, good evening to you there, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you? How is the weather by you? It's snowing in here. Roger.
Yeah, it's snowing here, too. We got like 5 inches or 4 or 5 inches or so already. I guess they're saying it's supposed to snow till about 1 a.m. Well, maybe we'll pick up a couple more. I like it.
We already got 2 inches of snow out here. Anyhow, it's good to snow anyhow. You know, keep you relaxing a little bit. Inside the house. That way, you know, you can go smoke a cigar or you want to get a drink or something like that. Roger?
Oh, smoking cigars in the house is a big no-no. I don't know if I'd do that even if I was on my own, but yeah, with my wife, yeah, that's not going to happen. There is no cigars in the house.
You're right. No, I smoke in the sunroom. I don't smoke inside the house. They don't like it, you know. But what are you going to do? I smoke in the sunroom. At least it got a little heater in the sunroom. Turn the heat on and let it go and smoke that cigar and enjoy it. I turn the TV on, take the radio with me, you know, the walkie-talkie, and that's it.
Well, my little radio shack doubles as a cigar smoking room.
Hey, wait, you didn't hear anything out of Bob down there, did you?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. I didn't hear. What didn't I hear? I'm not sure what you said there.
Nothing out of Bob in Sheboygan. Roger.
I have not heard him in, I don't think I heard him last night. I haven't heard him today for the last couple of hours that I've been monitoring and working on my tractor junk here.
Oh, I see. You got a big tractor there, Ken?
I wouldn't say it's a big tractor. It's a 35-horse Kubota. But she gets a lot of work done.
Those are good ones. And they're big. They're not small. That's for sure. Roger.
Yes, it's a Kubota L35, which is an entry-level contractor's tractor, loader, backhoe series. She's done a lot of work over the years, had it for 20 years or so.
What is it? Is there another station out there? Go ahead. Well, I guess not. No one out there anyhow. Because I heard the meter was 5x9, but no audio at all. Anyhow, yeah, that is, he got a good tractor there. You know, those are good engine tractor. Roger.
Oh yeah, you can't beat those Kubota diesel engines. Those little engines are great workhorses.
What you should do, take that Upper Peninsula and help you out over there too, isn't it?
Oh, it's been there many times. I haul it back and forth. It's what's building my, it's what I set every post in my barn with up in the Keweenaw there. So yeah, don't worry. It knows the UP.
It knows the UP like a deer. Roger?
Yeah, I use it to set every post on that barn up there, so. Yeah, no, it's a workhorse. Keep working.
That's why you have that trailer. You put it on the back of the trailer, and you take it with you, correct?
That's exactly right. That's why I want that trailer in tip-top shape, and I'm working on it this winter here. Well, it's not really needed. Just kind of going through it, replacing some of the electrics on it, and repack the bearings, adjust the brakes, a couple of new tires, redecking it. Yeah, I want that ready to go in spring.
Yeah, I don't blame you because whatever you're doing out there, you need to do with that one and the trailer too, really. You needed to do that anyhow. You guys, what, don't have the trailer yet?
I did most of the work. I got the boards cut, and I got them on the last couple of days, and I swabbed them with engine oil. And that's going to be the bottom part, and I'm going to flip them and then put them down for real and screw them. And after that, I think it'll be done. It'll be ready to go. But yeah, I don't want any problems with that thing. That thing needs to be hauling equipment back and forth, and I don't want problems.
I don't blame you. You know, you don't want to, every 2 minutes, this is, stay on the side of the road or anything like, I don't like that at all. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a few years ago, I had a tire blowout on that trailer, and I pulled off the side of the road. I'm like, oh, that's no problem. I had the tire iron for the, you know, size of the lug nut on the tires that were on the trailer. But the stupid trailer manufacturer had used smaller size nuts to hold the spare on. And I never noticed that for some reason. And I was sitting on the side of the road. I had to, you know, I was screwing around with that, just trying to get the spare off the holder because it had smaller size nuts and I didn't have any tool on me to pull those nuts off to get the spare off the thing. So I ended up actually using a piece of ratchet strap and I jammed it inside the larger tire iron that fit the proper size nuts on the actual wheels. And I was able to finally get those three nuts off the spare that was holding the spare onto the trailer. But I'm like, why would you do that? Why would these nuts be a different size than the actual wheel nuts on the trailer? Like, why would that even be a thing? That caused me like an hour's worth of pain on the side of the road. I was sitting there in 85 degree weather on the side of I-75, like just south of the bridge. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
You know what? They do that. I don't know what's the reason. I guess it costs them a little bit more money, and they don't want to put that money in. Same thing as, you know, the spare tire. And you know what? Long time ago, I don't know if you remember that this guy, you know, that when you open the wheel, it's got that wrench. I have one of them, and it's got three different ones, and you can use that. It's not separated. It's like some welded, like a cross. That's how is mine. And really, I like it. In case somebody come with a trailer or something like that, and I don't have the right, he doesn't have the right wrench, I got that one. It's got just three different ones.
Yeah, well, I know, I figured out kind of why they did it, because they use the same bracket that they weld onto the trailer for various different trailers. So, they do that, but because that bracket has the squares cut in it for the bolts that hold the spare tire on, they have to use the smaller size bolts, so which comes with a smaller size nut. So those nuts are a different size, but I have since fixed that, so it all takes the same wrench now. But yeah, I have the wrench on. Yeah, I know what you're talking about with the four-way lug wrench. I have one of those in one of my other trucks, but I didn't have that one with me that day. I planned the trailer. You know, if I need to take a wheel off, I know the nut size. I had one of those wrenches on board, but the stupid spare nuts were a different size. I'm like, why? Why?
See, Ken, it's not everybody. How Ken is, or it's not everybody like Jack is, you know, think this is what I, you know, this is what I like to have, you know, you know, the four-way, like you said, that is the best wrench you can have. But I don't see them around, and I have not seen one for sale at all.
You can still buy the four-ways. My problem with the four-ways is they usually have less leverage because they're usually slightly smaller because they're four-ways, so be able to put them somewhere like in a trunk or in the back of your car or whatever. It's going to take up a lot more space, but they usually have less, you know, length on each end. So when you're trying to pull lug nuts off, it tends to be a lot harder because they're a lot shorter.
You know what? And sometimes when you have one hand from one side and you have one hand on the other side, sometimes, and you're not level, you know, that way it can open it straight and it comes right down. It go out, it goes off the nut. Roger?
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Why is the UPS truck coming down my driveway at, what the hell time is it? 6:50? That's pretty late for UPS, isn't it? He's coming down the driveway real slow. I'm not expecting any packages. I think he's got the wrong drive.
Could be, he might be wanting to turn around. That's probably what he wants to do. Because it's snowing over there where you're at. And this is WIUG, grade 8.
Yeah, WRTX 930. Yeah, he just, our driveway is like 300 foot long, so he's like hanging out in the middle of the driveway now. Yeah, we'll see what he does.
Poor guy, he probably lost, and he needed a cup of coffee because it's cold, too. You never know.
Well, I can give him a cigar and a beer. I'm not sure about a coffee.
That would be good enough for him.
He's backing up now. I think he came down the wrong driveway, and he realized it.
Yeah. Or, you know, one thing, those things, because they got a little bit, they're not as big a truck, but they are a big truck, and probably that's why he couldn't swing around, except on your driveway.
Oh, there's a thing on this road. The road I'm on, the addresses are not in order. So I've had various delivery people tell me that before, where, you know, you're going up a road and you expect to see the addresses go in order. On this road, they're not in order. There's several that are out of order, and ours is one of them. And so they go past it, or they do something, or they're trying to go to another house, and they go past it, and they think, well, it's 1190, and now it's 1180, and this one should be 1170, and, that one will be 1210 or something. Yeah, it's out of order. It's really weird. I have no idea why it's that way, but it is that way. They're out of order on this road, and it confuses some newer delivery people.
So you're right, Ken. I get the same thing here, UPS. You know, and pull the driveway and back up and go the other way. But all these here in the right order, but I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't have the right GPS in the truck.
Well, GPS isn't perfect on every address, so it'll get you right there, but then you got to kind of pay attention to your actual outside surroundings.
Yes, that's 100%, and I know that. Every time we go up north, and the GPS says go this way, we go this way, but it's not. That's why every time we go, we have two GPS. One is, on your cell phone. The other one is Garmin. I got Garmin GPS. And you turn the Garmin on, or you got to go another half a mile. But when you look at the GPS on your cell phone, no, it's about 200 feet. It does that up north a lot.
Yeah, it makes arbitrary decisions and then puts that in as your route, and that is what it is. There's like 6-7 years ago I noticed, you know, I've been going to that place in UP for decades, but like 6-7 years ago I noticed all of a sudden all these cars are coming off this one road, and when you're going the other way, they're turning down back that road, and I'm like, if you're going across the UP and you just want to go back and forth across, that is not the best road, because there's like 25 lights, there's a couple of small cities where you got to slow down to 25. Like, I'm not sure what's going on there. And then I realized Apple, one of my buddies came up to visit me, and he's like, well, Apple Maps routed me on this one. And I looked at his route, and I'm like, oh, that's what it is. Apple Maps is routing you down that one. And that's really not the best way to go. It actually is the shortest way, but it's not the quickest way, because there's several small towns. You know, you go down, when it goes down that road, there's like 3 or 4 little small towns you got to slow down to 25 on, and I can't believe they wouldn't take that into account, but I'm like, no, that's not the, and all the bigger trucks go down that road too, and I'm like, so now you're going to be behind bigger trucks that are going the speed limit when everybody's usually doing 10 over, and like, I'm not going down there, I go this way. I go a different route, because there's less traffic, and there's less small towns where I got to slow down on.
That's for sure, but I have that Garmin, it gives you a good, but you know what? Sometimes it doesn't give you, you know, all the way down. It gives you what it is, but it's on the other side. Tell me, the building, it's on the right side, but no, it's on the other side because the address. And it does that by the airport, by Metropolitan Airport. I don't know what it is, but that's how the Garmin works.
I think most people are just using their phones these days. So it's either Apple Maps or Google Maps. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't like none of them. The Garmin, the way I like Garmin, before when you always put you on the traffic light, because you when you set it up, you set it up on high speed, you know, on fast speed, like 45 and over. And also, it gives you who is in that corner. It gives you the name, like CVS, Walmart, or something, and you make a left turn there. And and one thing I like about it tells you that twice before you get to that place.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm old school. Even though I'm an IT guy, I like my old devices, and I still run a Windows phone. That's my phone. It's an awesome phone. It still works perfect. Yeah, it doesn't have apps, but I don't do apps anyway. I don't care about Facebook or apps or crap or anyway. But the maps part still works. If I'm in an unfamiliar area and I need to pull up maps to route me somewhere that I'm not familiar with, it still works great.
He was saying, how about this wizard? The wizard, you know, map and all that. I don't know how that worked. I worked at one time and never came straight.
Yeah, I don't know that I've heard of that one. What did you say it was? Wizard?
Wizard. They said it's by Google, so I don't know. You know, that one, it'll tell you the speed and where you're going and everything. You put all the information and tell you where the cops are. I don't know if you ever know that or not. They tell you there's a cop and a mile away, he's on the side.
Oh, I think you're talking about Waze. It's called Waze, W-A-Y-Z or something like that. I think it's W-A-Y-Z. It used to be an independent, and it was bought by Google. It actually used to be on the Windows phone, but when Google bought it, they changed it, so the app doesn't work anymore on my phone name. But not that I wouldn't use it anyway, because it's Google. I'm not doing Google anything, but no, that's what they used to do. I think the Waze is still out there, and it's user reported is how it works. So if there is a cop or a hazard or an accident or something, a user could report it, and then it would show up on everybody else's phone as, you know, there's a cop or a hazard or whatever it is, accident.
That's the app. I didn't have my glasses on. That's why I couldn't see it on my cell phone. But that's the app. I don't like that at all. I mean, if I was going from one place to another, no. Sorry about that. Even Google, you know, I mean, it's nice to have them, but they don't do a good job like I was telling you. The Garmin, really, it does a good job. Before you get to there, they tell you it's going to be CBS on the left side, and you make a left turn. And when you go there, you'll see the CBS. But sometime, you know how it is, you know, like the corner stores, what they do, change the names and all that. And that's one thing about it, they don't keep up the names.
Yeah, well, Waze is owned by Google now, so it has been for three, four years at least, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, I mean, it's a crapshoot. Those things can be great, and they can also steer you wrong at the same time. So I still think it helps to know where the hell you're going. Yeah, I need to go northwest. Why is Google or Apple Maps routing, you know, so my wife will be in the car sometimes and we'll be going somewhere. She's like, well, Apple Maps says you should turn right here. And I'm like, well, that's colossally stupid. And then there's other times where it's like I gone the way I wanted to go and the Apple Maps said something and I'm like, oh, yeah, I screwed up. I should have followed the Apple Maps.
You're right, you know, but what are you going to do? But they have them out there, so you got to use them. But I never use them. I only use them. When like I said, we go use our phone, we use two of them. We don't use one of them, we use two of them, because it never tells you exactly where that location is. If you up north, a lot. I don't know why is that way, up that way is not like the city, so I have no idea.
Well, things get different in the UP. The main roads are the main roads, but there's a lot of other ways to go, and there's a lot of, you know, forest fire roads, federal forest fire roads, and a lot of state roads you can take that are, you know, the map things might call them two tracks, but they're not two tracks. They're actual just real dirt roads that you can go 50 miles an hour on with no problem, and a lot of them will cut, you know, many, you know, tens of minutes off your trip if you take them. Yeah, it's a dirt road, but, you know, it's not, some of those map programs are like, label every dirt road at 25 miles an hour or something, but, you know, some of them are really wide, and they're nice hard factor roads, and you can just burn 50, 60 miles an hour down them, no problem, and that's the way they work. But, and that's my problem with self-driving cars with no steering wheel. It's going to route you the way it wants to go, and it's not going to do what you know, that doesn't work. It might work in a city, not going to work in rural areas.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Ken, you got to keep feeding that stove yet, or you haven't fed it yet?
Oh, she's being fed. My wife can feed it, too. I don't need to be there all the time, but she doesn't load it quite the same way I do. I'm pretty technical about the way I load the stove, but she just kind of throws wood in, but it works. It works.
I used to go up north. I used to feed it the right way, too. It lasts longer. That's what I like about it. It lasts longer. That way I don't have to get up from the couch and load up those logs again. And that's how I did it for 5 years.
Yeah, I have a whole method. I usually open the doors and rake the coals a little bit more forward. And then I put two smaller pieces longitudinally, like fore and aft in the stove, and then I'll lay some pieces across, and that just lets the air get underneath and all the way to the back, and then I'll lay four pieces across the top. Yeah, she just opens the doors and throws some wood in whichever way, whatever fits, but it works. It's all right.
Yeah, Ken, it was good, and you know what? It lasts longer, and it got more warmer inside that house. And that's what we found out. After 3 years, that's what we find out. It's better that way. And this is WIEG 48.
WRTX 930. Yeah, there's certain loads, yeah. Like the load I put in right before I go to bed, I usually rake the coals all the way forward and try to get some larger pieces in there that are going to last, you know, just a little bit longer so I don't have to wake up. Yeah, there's a whole method to it. It's an art / science / art.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure. Exactly what it is. It's an art. You're right. How to put those logs in, too. You know, some of them, you know, it fits. A lot of them, really, it doesn't fit the right way. So you gotta go out there and bring the right one and put it there. And it will fit. It will fit exactly the way you want it. Which is good, anyhow. At least keep the house warm. You don't have to get up at middle of the night. You know, and that's what we used to do. We never got up at night. We just got up in the morning because we loaded the same at night, and that was it. In the Clear County, that house was.
Yeah, well, this stove doesn't quite keep up with the house. It does all day if you keep it burning, but if you go to bed for 8 hours, it's going to be 60 degrees in this house when you wake up. So usually what I do is, plus the base, you know, there's a basement on this house, which the wood heat never gets to anyway. And so usually what I do is before I go to bed, I load the stove up, get it going, and then I turn the furnace on to 66. So around 3-4 a.m. when the house drops to that temperature, the propane furnace will keep up. And then it also balances the whole house out because some of the back rooms start to get cold. The basement will get super cold. But, you know, the furnace might run a handful of times before I get up. And that's okay because it's balancing the house out. It's keeping it at 66. And then when I get up in the morning, I reload it, turn the furnace back off, and go from there.
Hey, you're right. Well, Ken, we got to back out of here for a little bit because maybe somebody out there trying to use a frequency, which is I haven't heard nobody all day except a few people. Anyhow, good talking to you again. We'll talk again. WIUG 88.
All right, Jack. Yeah, good chatting with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. This is WRTX 930.
The station out there? WIUG 48. Oh, I guess not. WIUG 48 is clear.
Zero Echo.
I'm sorry, WSAH692 Mobile.
Yeah, the Kilo Echo 8 station, go ahead. Where's that?
Sorry, that call sign is not for this radio. However, WSAH.
Or is that on the Kilo Echo 8?
Sorry, it's actually WAH692. I am over here. I'm on the side street. As soon as I get out of here, I'll be just a hop, skip, and a jump from work.
Roger, Dodge, you're good, buddy.
I'm out here on my way to work on this movie road. This is one of the most fun things I've done all year, let me tell you.
I thought they closed all the roads for tonight.
WRNW329, monitoring.
This is WSAH692. I'm out here 75 north. It's a little squirrely, I gotta tell you.
But I bet it is the kind of a wet, icy rain, sort of.
Yeah, I just woke up for the night shift today.
Yeah, copy that. I said it's going to ease up for a few hours, and we've got to get a little bit more, I guess, in a few hours. It's going to be ugly for the roads, that's just it. Are you on 75 south or headed north? Try that again and break it up a little bit. Let's be on the edge of the repeater.
It's more about where my antenna was. I don't know if you can hear me now. Yeah, I'm in the north coming up the 14 mile about to exit.
All right, I copy that. You're breaking up a bit. Maybe you're on a, are you on a handheld? You're on a mobile, I know that, but are you on a handheld?
Yeah,
it's still breaking up there. I'll stand by. Take a standby. Maybe get a little closer to the repeater. This is WRNW 329.
copy.
WRVA 982. WRVA 982.